This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. It's me, Juliet Jacobs, together with Lim Soo Ann. So today we're revisiting some of the episodes that we did on The Daily Digest this year. So, you know, kind of unpacking some of the big topics that we covered in 2019. So 1st of January 2020, just a couple of days away, we're going to see the full enforcement of the smoking ban in all food premises nationwide. So when the smoking ban was first announced on the 1st of January this year, the Ministry of Health said that 2019 would be what they call the education period. So this grace period is ending tomorrow, the 31st of December.
That's right. And when the ban first came into force earlier this year, we actually discussed it on The Daily Digest, and we also spoke to an expert about what that would entail and why it's an important part of overall public health strategy. So let's take a look back at that segment.
Yes, the smoking ban is another new policy this year.
Yes, so it's the ban that's enforced in food premises, and there has been a lot of back and forth since the Ministry of Health announced it last year. Many opinions falling on either side of the argument, actually. So first, let's look at what the ban entails again, just to give us a refresher. It covers all eateries, whether air-conditioned or not, and it even includes spaces such as inside and outside the buildings where the eateries, restaurants and food courts are. It includes food stalls and food trucks. I found this very interesting, restaurants on ships and trains.
Well, people do eat on ships and trains.
I didn't know they were allowed to smoke there in the first place. But then I remembered that once upon a time you could smoke on aeroplanes. So
this is true.
Yeah. And so smokers have to be 10 feet, that's about 3 meters away from these premises. If you violate the ruling, you can be fined up to 10,000 ringgit or jailed up to 2 years. So this is a pretty harsh law.
Food establishments are also called on to take responsibility for this. They have to display smoking ban signage clearly. They can't provide facilities like ashtrays, for instance. And premises that fail to display the smoking ban signage can be fined up to 3,000 ringgit or jailed for up to 6 months. Premises that allow people to smoke or continue to provide smoking facilities can be fined up to 5,000 ringgit or imprisoned up to 1 year. That they're pretty strict about this, huh?
They are, yeah. We did a quick check at the Mamak near BFM here, where smokers can usually be seen puffing away in the non-air conditioned areas. And we asked some of the customers what they think about the ban.
I think it's good. I think it's about time, because I've got children and we often have to run away from the smoke. I think it's just decency and helping each other, right? So it's free for people to feel if they want to smoke. But I think it's better now that I can go to a restaurant and, you know, not have to worry where I'm going to sit, whether my children's going to have to inhale or smoke and stuff like that. I used to smoke also last time. You know, I know how it feels. It's tougher when I can't go somewhere and smoke. But I think it's easier for one person to move rather than a family to move.
I think it's a good thing. I have a son and he's quite sensitive to a lot of things. So I think it's a good thing because we often eat outside, and then, you know, when people start smoking around you, it becomes unhealthy for the kids. And I think it's about time that Malaysia should start doing it, yeah.
I'm for it, I think, because it's good for the environment and all that, because otherwise it's polluted, especially at restaurants. Because no peace whenever they start smoking with the smoke. Especially when I bring my grandchildren, the small kids, and pregnant women. So I feel it's not healthy. The restaurant itself is already smoky, isn't it? With the roti canai and all that. So with the smoke of the cigarette, it makes it worse. So I agree with this ban. It's very good. I hope it carry on.
Personally, I don't really agree with the ban, but maybe in eateries, it's fine, but like in pubs and stuff like that, places like pubs, I think smoking bans should be not enforced fully. Maybe you have a smoking area for smokers rather than having a blanket ban across all places.
We spoke to Dr. Nizam Baharom, public health physician, lecturer and researcher with the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, University Sains Islam Malaysia, to get his thoughts on why this new law is important.
I believe that this new ruling is a big landmark in Malaysia's history in terms of improving our nation's health. It is so important at so many levels. On the surface, it protects everybody from the dangers of environmental smoke. For smokers themselves, it's so beneficial at so many levels. First of all, it helps them to reduce or cut down on their cigarette consumptions. It helps them to dissociate the habit of smoking after meal, for many smokers, it triggers the thinking of quitting, or for some of them, it triggers the quitting process itself. For our young Malaysian generations, I believe this is psychologically so important because it sends a strong message saying that smoking is socially unacceptable and you should not start smoking. For business level, there are so many reports from many countries such as England, Australia, Korea, Singapore, showing that smoke-free eateries is actually beneficial for businesses because it's not like you have a choice to go to a restaurant that you can smoke, because every eatery is smoke-free by law now. So everybody still has to eat, and the majority of customers are non-smokers anyway. So it is good for business. So in overall, it is a very, very important new ruling.
And do food establishments have a role to play? What should they do?
We are all part of one big community and everybody has their role to play. The business center can actually remind themselves that they can also chip in towards the objective of smoke-free regulations, which is to improve our nation's health. While by law, they are required to display the no smoking sign and remind their customers to not smoke in their smoke-free environment. But they can also add more by being supportive, such as do not provide any ashtray or lighters, do not sell any cigarettes or tobacco products so that they will not tempt the smokers to buy and smoke. They can also provide information for smokers, such as leaflets on the dangers of smoking. And they can also help the smokers by providing information about the nearest quit smoking clinic in their community.
We also have a WhatsApp message from Richard Fu, who says, the government can implement all kinds of bans, but you can't stop cigarette sales. People will still be smoking for a long, long time to come.
At least they're doing it in their own, you know, bedroom.
Right, yeah. Because I don't think this ban necessarily is entirely about preventing people from smoking. It's also about protecting people who don't smoke from things like secondhand smoke. And
That's right. That,
I think, this is an effective way to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apart from eateries, the government also has just said today that they plan to gazette more establishments as non-smoking areas. And the Minister of Health, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, gave laundrettes as an example. But I was just thinking, maybe just a quick poll around the studio here. What other areas would you like to see smoking banned?
Pubs and bars, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, I know this is probably going to be heavily contended by people, but, you know, most of our bars are small, they're poorly ventilated, and every time you want to go and have a drink, having to come out with your lungs and your hair and your skin all filled with smoke is not really the most pleasant of experiences.
I'm actually puzzled as to why they're not included under these eateries in the first place.
Because smoking goes hand in hand with, you know, alcohol consumption, I suppose. I don't know.
But yeah, there are countries in the world, like Australia, for instance, that have managed to successfully make drinking establishments smoke-free.
Yeah, Canada too. You have to walk outside to smoke. Even if it's like in the middle of winter, that's where you have to be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. As Dr. Nizam said, there's also a psychological aspect to these kinds of rulings. It's about creating the environment where you see less and less of smoking, and I guess the idea is that it becomes less of a norm.
Mm. But, you know, how will this go down with people who are smokers, though, right? I mean, who've already been complaining about smoking bans in eateries and so on. I know that, for instance, that the Pro-Tem Committee of a group of smokers' rights, a smokers' rights group.
Yeah, they call themselves the Smokers' Rights Club, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a club.
They filed an application for a judicial review to challenge the smoking ban. The group is seeking for a declaration that the ban is unconstitutional. It's fighting for an injunction against the Ministry of Health from enforcing the ban.
And among their reasons are that smoking is not a crime and is legal as enshrined by the federal constitution. The ban has hurt their rights to enter eateries as they are not allowed to smoke there. The ban is unreasonable and disproportionate, they say, as the government is not outlawing smoking but is instead collecting taxes from it. And also they feel that the government has not provided alternative venues for eateries to allow smokers to smoke. So we turn to Dr. Nizam again for his counter-argument that's being made by these smokers.
Yes, everybody has their rights, but unfortunately for smokers, they are actually a minority group in Malaysia, where 80% of Malaysians are non-smokers, and they also have their rights to breathe clean air. But democracy aside, the objective here is to improve the health for all, and even among many smokers, actually majority of them are law-abiding Malaysians, and they do keep smoking to themselves and not to share their smoke with others. And the only small minority who are disagreeing with the new ruling at the moment, but I think given time, we will see that Malaysia will enjoy smoke-free eateries in the future.
That was Dr. Nizam Baharum, public health physician, lecturer and researcher with the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, University of Science, Islam Malaysia. And he was sharing his thoughts on the importance of the smoking ban, regardless of any objections being made by smokers. So I have been following this sort of smokers' rights debate. They seem to think that their rights are on par with the right to health. And do you think so? Is there really a constitutional argument to be made here?
given my strong opinions on smoking in bars, I might be biased, but I think that just on to look at it very objectively, there's so much research that talks about the adverse effects of secondhand smoke mm-hmm. on the people around smokers. There's even studies on third-hand smoke. Mm. And so I think there's enough evidence to prove that when you smoke, you can absolutely choose to smoke. It's your body. It's your right. But to inflict that on the people around you, to me, does not sound fair.
Yeah. I mean, there's such things as basic human rights, like access to clean water, access to education, access to healthcare, but access to smoking does not kill you.
Access to smoking anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want. Yeah, that's not a basic human. It's not on the list at all. In fact, you won't die if you don't smoke.
That's the thing.
In fact, you will die if you smoke.
That's the thing. And smoking is one of the very rare things where there's absolutely no benefit to it. So, by curtailing it, we're not removing your rights. We're saving a life. Hello.
I don't want to be saved, is what they might say. But
we have a WhatsApp message from James Lau, who says that the concept of the smoking ban is good, but they can reference our neighbour Singapore by having something like a yellow box for smoking rather than 3 meters away from a building. Whereas looking at Hong Kong, they practice no smoking at all under the roof. Under
roof areas, yes.
Which is quite straightforward. He says no smoking in eateries or public areas is good, but the implementation should be more detailed and realistic.
And that was a discussion from the Daily Digest back on the 2nd of January this year, a day after the smoking ban in food premises was implemented. So since then, we've had some updates to the issue. The Smokers' Rights Committee that was mentioned in the earlier discussion did have their judicial review dismissed by the High Court in October.
Yep, Judge Mariana Yaya ruled that the ban did not breach Articles 5 and 8 of the Federal Constitution. Mariana said that the ban, which required smokers to keep a minimum of 3 metres from a food outlet's tables and chairs, did not deny them their freedom of choice. And the smokers group is said to be considering an appeal to the High Court's decision.
So despite the initial compliance to the ban, it's quite common to see smokers lighting up freely again in eateries. Food establishments have become lax in implementing the ban, and the lack of enforcement, which is really Malaysia's greatest weakness when it comes to implementing mm-hmm. laws, that has bred impunity among some smokers. So food establishments have also complained that their workers are on the receiving end of aggressive and abusive behaviour from customers when they ask them to stop smoking.
Yeah, I mean, even people like me, when I tell people off, I'm at the brunt of some very rude comments, but never mind. The Health Ministry, they did inspect about 146,607 restaurant premises from January till November the 3rd of this year. And 31,422 warning notices have been issued. And out of that figure, 27,759 premises were given a warning because they failed to put up a no smoking sign. And a further 3,889 notices were issued to individuals who were smoking at restaurant premises. So it remains to be seen whether full enforcement of the the ban will finally actually change behaviours.
And that's just in a few days, because the smoking ban in public eateries will come into full force on 1st January 2020. And as a reminder, those who violate the ban can be fined RM 10,000 or jailed up to 2 years. So on Health and Living this Friday, and that's 4 p.m. on the 3rd of January, we will be speaking to Dr. Zariha Mohamad Zain, who's the medical director of MyWatch, that's Malaysian Women's Action for Tobacco Control and Health. And so we'll be, since it's a year after the implementation of the smoking ban at restaurants, we'll be looking at the progress that has been made, or whether has there been progress. That remains to be seen. And then we'll be taking a look also at why it's so difficult to change the behaviour of smokers, as some of us have seen when we walked into restaurant premises. Mm-hmm. And so you can tune into that. If you have any questions, you can send them in as well.
Yep. So continue to share your thoughts with us. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can always send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. But that's all the time we have for today's show, I'm afraid. You can always look us up on Facebook. You can search for BFM The Bigger Picture. You can drop us a message. Let us know what you'd like to hear. And if you miss any part of this show, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can search for us on the BFM app, or you can also find us on Spotify. This is The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.